Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Will Sommer. I'm a reporter here at The Bulwark. Thanks for tuning in. I just got off with Chris Hayes on MSNBC. We were talking about all these weird discrepancies in the video the Justice Department has put out about Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell. They claim it proves he killed himself in 2019, that you can't see any assassins sneaking into his cell or anything. But there are a lot of discrepancies there. CBS and Wired have done some great reporting on it. They found out that, number one, there seems to be some minutes missing from the tape, that it was originally longer. You know, the Justice Department said this is full and raw footage. That's the quote. And it very clearly is not. And, you know, also this camera that we're told, you know, look, this is the camera the Justice Department says proves that, you know, no one went into Epstein's cell before he died. But in fact, CBS reports that a lot of people could clearly access the cell block and without being shown on the camera. So there's a lot of questions here, and the Justice Department doesn't want to tell us. And I really suggest diving in on this one.
So I want to just start on the missing minute, okay? People notice the missing minute, I think, in the time codes and in the metadata. And I want to play Pam Bondi's explanation of the missing minute, which I just want to start off in saying my inclination is not to think that, like, they edited the video and that he was murdered in his prison cell. I think he probably did kill himself. I'm trying to be, like, rational about all this, but they're being weird. So here's Pam Bondi. Take a listen.
The video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video.
Okay. So, Will, now CBS reports there's a version of the full video. So was she lying about that? Like, what's going on?
It's really hard to know. I mean, I think, like with so much of this Epstein situation, there are all these unanswered questions, and the government, in its attempts to close the case, keeps creating more questions. On one hand, perhaps, you know, we were promised here the full and raw footage were their words. And now they're saying, initially, as you said, she said, there's 1 minute missing, which we, by the way, forgot to mention initially. And now it's reported that there is a minute, and there's all these other, the metadata suggests that there's, in fact, maybe 3 minutes that were missing, or maybe the tape was weirdly sped up. So there are all these issues that the government really seems to be in no rush to answer.
There also is the point that Julie K. Brown made, which is that, you know, at one point in the video, you see him walking in, right, through those doors. But that essentially there's another avenue to reach the cell. So it's not even of the cell. It's of, like, the entrance to a block that the cell is in, and there's another way to get to the cell. So, like, at some level, it's not even clear what this shows.
It doesn't really prove anything. I mean, the CBS analysis really, really goes into it. And as you said, Julie K. Brown, who's followed this case so closely, has said the same thing, that this doesn't, you know, the government presented this as sort of case closed, that if you watch this video, you'll see that no one came in. But in fact, people could go in another way. And through the analysis of the video, CBS showed that people are able to access the block without being on the video, or they're able to access it without guards. So all of these things the government is saying, on one hand, maybe their analysis of the video was just really botched and rushed, and that creates its own issue. Or combining that with the weird way other things in this case have been handled, with the president telling everyone to move on, get over it, insulting people over it, you wonder, is there something else going on here that's more sinister?
I mean, again, the conclusion both times, right, back in Trump 1, which, again, this all happened during Trump 1, just want to be clear, I know that everyone in MAGA world wants to talk about how, like, the Clintons somehow are responsible for what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, but it was Donald Trump's Justice Department with William Barr overseeing that facility. It was that was who was in charge of custody at that point. The conclusion then was that he killed himself. The conclusion of the Department of Justice said, in their memo, we've labored to provide the public with maximum information regarding Epstein. It's the determination of the DOJ and FBI. No further disclosure would be appropriate or warranted, talking about the data there. I guess the one question is, like, so it does seem like there are actually two things. There is some raw video with the missing minute, according to reporting by CBS, at least, that presumably they could release, right?
Right. I mean, you wonder, if they have the minute, why haven't they released it? I mean, number one, it seems like this video doesn't really prove much of anything. But if there is a fault, there's a minute that's missing, you know, we go back to the Watergate tapes, the missing 18 and a half minutes. You know, this is something that if you take it out, and the administration has put so much on these tapes, they've said, this is why we are closing the case in large part. You can see Epstein killed himself. Well, if there's a missing minute, you know, that there's a lot riding on that. And why wouldn't they release it? It makes you wonder what's in it.
The other thing here is that Bondi has now done this twice, right? Remember, she did the big, like, binder day where all these right-wing influencers were invited to the White House to get VIP treatment and be given these binders. They came out triumphantly out of the press briefing room, like, waving around, and then they, like, leave through and they're like, oh, these are PDFs that have been on the internet for 10 years. And this seems like another one of those where it's like, here, the special raw uncut video from inside. And then it's like, no, that's actually, it's just like the binder all over again.
Well, and just like when she said the client list was on her desk. I mean, so this is a repeat thing where she's making these big promises. She's saying, you know, this is, it's case closed, it's over, or we have this evidence. And then suddenly when you say, the slightest bit of examination, it didn't take people long to notice that on this tape, there was a missing minute that she never brought up. Look, if there's a legitimate reason for the missing minute, apparently there isn't, if it exists anyway. But at the time, why didn't they bring that up initially? Why did they wait for someone to find out about it?
Yeah, I mean, again, I have no idea. I'm very inclined to believe that it was not the result of foul play, but, like, they should just release the minute, or they should also, like, stop trying to jerk everyone around. Will Sommer, thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.